The opinions expressed by William A. Smith and guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, it is recommended to seek advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation.
This is Retirement Solutions with your host, Bill Smith, and your co-host, Jarrett Lang, licensed insurance professionals and investment advisor representatives of Great Lakes Retirement, Inc., an Ohio registered investment advisor. Bill is the founder and CEO of W.A. Smith Financial Group and CIO of Great Lakes Retirement, Inc., and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever. Featured in the Wall Street Journal and Smart Money Magazine, Bill and his co-host Robin Swoboda can be seen every Sunday at noon on ABC News Channel 5 on his TV show, Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith. Are you ready? Retirement Solutions starts now.
Welcome out, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to be with all of you again here on Retirement Solutions. And I'm Bill Smith.
My name is Jarrett Lang, and I'm your co-host today. And Bill, we're gonna build what you call a financial house today. We're gonna go through the tips and the tools that you need to make sure that your financial house is sturdy, that you can rely on it through the thick and thin in retirement.
We're gonna talk about what a financial plan should look like in retirement. And when you think about a house, when you think of building a home, I want you to think about, besides the location of that property, what is the most important component to that home? It's the foundation, absolutely. The foundation. And so the foundation, we're going to talk about in a financial plan, what dollars should be allocated to the foundation and why. And that's simply income. And we're going to share with you the other levels of the financial house and what it should look like. And some of the key components that hold that financial house together. Let me also say this. Today, later today on ABC News Channel 5 Cleveland, noon, 12 noon, you will be able to see us talk about this on News Channel 5. So tune into that. Check it out. If you miss this, if you got to run off to church, I know a lot of folks are getting ready to go to church.
Mm-hmm. When you come back.
When you come back, tune on News Channel 5. Check this show out on News Channel 5.
Yeah, and let me give you a little bit more information. First of all, if you hear something during today's show, you want to get a question answered, you want to sit down with Bill, you want to talk to Bill or myself here at W.A. Smith Financial, call our guideline. It's a dedicated toll-free line that is for you, the listener. It is toll-free 877-51-GUIDE. Really simple. Just call 1-877-51-GUIDE and make sure you tune in to Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith on News Channel 5 in Cleveland, ABC Channel 5 at 12 noon today, as we're going to elaborate more on this idea of a financial house. Bill's going to talk with his co-host Robin Swoboda.
Yep.
And they're going to build that financial house on your TV screen. So if you're more of a visual person and you're catching this show, you got to go into church, tune into Channel 5. But we're going to go ahead and start the concept here with you today. And as Bill was talking about earlier, everyone knows if you've built a house, or even if you haven't, if you will someday, the most important part of the house outside of finding where the location is that foundation. And in retirement, in financial planning and investment planning, we call the foundation of your retirement home making sure that you have the proper income and or spending plan.
Well, let's talk about that to all of you for just 1 second. So the difference between an income plan and a spending plan. See, a lot of people decide when to retire around what are called milestones. And you simply try and fit your retirement life to when you're going to get your Social Security and when your pension. So most people traditionally will say, well, geez, yeah, Bill, I'm going to retire at 62 because or 65 because I have pensions or I have Social Security coming in. And so what we have empowered folks is literally how to retire on your own terms, not on milestones.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about that real quick. We're going to give you some simple steps here today, but I think the key to remember is number one, most important, is the budget. You know, it is so important. In fact, I would argue to all of you that it is the single most important thing you could absolutely do for your planning is a budget. I know, you know. I have met with people who are very, I want to say successful, but have a lot of money who do not understand their spending. And that's great as long as you're working.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're amongst that 60% of people who retire and you underestimated the amount of money that you need, now you lose that high-paying job or the job that you spent your lifetime getting to. It's gone. And now you have to spend more of your savings. And now what you just did, ladies and gentlemen, is you now put yourself at risk of running out of money before you run out of life, which is the number one fear of a lot of people out there. In fact, it could even be a fear of yours.
Absolutely.
And so your asset allocation, your plan, your investments are should be allocated or based on the budget.
Yeah.
So understand your spending. Don't be amongst the 60% who retire and they don't truly understand what it takes to live their life. I have an exercise for all of you. Now, it was interesting. I had the opportunity or fortune to have this conversation with somebody this week. I want all of you to go and add up. You pay all of your bills out of a bank account. Most people do. Go take 12 bank statements. That's what I want you to do. I want you to do this. This is a homework assignment. I want you to take 12 bank statements, and I want you to add up on those bank statements what you spent every month, and I want you to divide it by 12. And I want you to compare that to your current income. What was amazing to me was that the conversation we had this week, what was coming out was more than what was going in. That's a problem. Mm-hmm. Now, here's where it poses a bigger problem. When you go to retire and you're only counting the basic necessities, you're not thinking about all of these other things. You can't forget. And by the way, pay off all the dumb debt. What do I mean by dumb debt? Dumb debt.
Yeah.
Dumb debt. Get rid of dumb debt.
Credit cards.
Credit cards. Revolving credit. Get rid of it.
You know, store credit cards.
Revolving charge cards. You know, a lot of, you just don't get ahead, right? So get a debt reduction plan. That's a very important part. But let's get back to the house.
Yeah. Well, here's the number one question. You know, we talked about the number one fear, running out of money before you run out of life. Well, that's about making your income last. So think about that question for a second. Are you able to make your monthly income last for the rest of your life? There's a lot of variables. You don't know how long you're going to live. But the question really that people have that call in or that come in and sit down with me or Bill, it's, hey, Bill, hey, Jarrett, do you think we can retire tomorrow? Or do you think we can retire 2 years from now?
When
or in
can,
5 years?
When can we retire?
When can I retire?
How do I know if I can retire?
We got news for you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have a budget and you don't have a firm grasp on where and when and how your income on a monthly basis is going to come in, you don't have a strong foundation for your income plan, and you cannot retire until you understand that picture.
Well, simply, we can't tell you if you can retire until you tell us, you know, a homework assignment. When somebody comes in to talk to us, one of the things that we have to have is we have to know what makes your world happy every month. What do you have to have deposited in that bank account of yours every single month to make yourselves happy? You know, we don't want you sitting at home staring at the walls. You know, that's not retirement. You know, you don't want to have to change your lifestyle just because you retire. So in order to do that, you have to have a very good understanding of what that monthly income has to look like. from there, Jarrett, is where we begin the process. That is where we begin to build your financial house. So we're getting ready to go to break. But I want you all to go do that exercise. I want you to do it today. I want you to do it within the next week. Do it for yourself within the next week. Go add up all 12 months' bank statements, what you spent, and divide by 12. What is that number? And most likely, that is probably the number. Now, I know you're saying, well, Bill, but there's mortgage in that. Okay, you can adjust it, but know the number. Coming up after the break, Jarrett and I are going to jump right into the steps we need to take to build from this budget, to build from the goal. We now have the foundation dug. We have the hole. Now we got to pour the foundation. We have to build your financial house, and we're going to do that starting for you right after the break. We'll be right back.
Want to learn more about your investments and money? Tune in Sundays at noon on Cleveland's ABC News Channel 5 to watch Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith and Robin Swoboda. Bill and Robin discuss the cold hard facts about today's retirement landscape and give you helpful information and tips on your money. Don't miss Retirement Solutions Sundays on Cleveland's ABC News Channel 5 at noon to learn new strategies and ideas for your retirement. Tune in to Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith and co-host Robin Swoboda Sundays at noon on Cleveland's ABC News Channel 5. This is Retirement Solutions. And now, your host and author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
Well, welcome back in here, Bill Smith, your host. Again, if you have to run and miss the show here, tune in to News Channel 5 today at noon as I break this financial house for you. Break it down. And you'll be able to get a visual in some of these things of which we're talking about. And I'd like to, I guess first, let's build the house. Let's jump right in. But I'd encourage you all, stop procrastinating. Give us a call. Get a second opinion. Stress test that portfolio. Do it before something bad happens. Let's look at your financial house. Let us examine if you have any cracks in your foundation. See if you have any leaky pipes.
Yep. We know that before you buy a house, you have a home inspection done. So let's do that to your portfolio. Call the guideline, 877-51-GUIDE. That is the easiest way. Call the guideline. Operators are standing by at 877-51-GUIDE. Or just go to noincomeworries.com. Real simple, noincomeworries.com. More information there. And again, don't forget, tune in to Bill's TV show, Retirement Solutions, today at noon on News Channel 5.
Let's build the home. So now that we have the budget, we're going to simply need to assess our resources. We're going to look at what are our resources? What do we have coming in Social Security? What do we have coming in terms of a pension? Now, this becomes tricky here. Jarrett, as you know, when folks come in, one of the biggest questions we're asked is, when do we take our Social Security benefits?
Mm-hmm.
Here is where we do our Social Security analysis. Now it's time to analyze the resources. It's time to look at it and say, okay, should you take your Social Security at 62, 66, or whatever your full age retirement is, or 70? What is your plan?
Well,
and it is not as easy as just saying, oh, yeah, let's maximize the strategy. Let's take advantage of the delayed retirement income credit, and we're not going to take it till 70. It's not that easy.
Yep. And so many of you come into our office, and when we ask you the question about Social Security, you say, oh, well, I'm taking it at 62 because what if I die? Or, well, I'm waiting till 70. And you get 8% every year from 66 to 70. It's not that black and white.
It's more of a function of, again, analyzing the rest of the resources, determining, can you afford to draw down your assets in that time frame you're not drawing Social Security? What is your break-even point? How long do you have to live? Do you have longevity? So through a matter of literally about 1 hour, we can assess your financial house. We're going to take that goal. We call it knowing your number, by the way, yep, which is your monthly income budget goal for your retirement. And again, if you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, we take that budget of today and we project it out using a reasonable inflation rate. Then we assess and look at, okay, will mortgages be paid off? Will debt be paid off? We look at the resources. We'll do pension analysis for you. We'll talk to you about the pros and cons of taking a lump sum versus taking a single life annuity or joint survivor annuity through your employer if you have a pension. We'll help you analyze those things. We'll give you the information so that you can be in a better position to make a more educated decision about your retirement. Quite frankly, we help you co-create or build your own financial house from the ground up. Customed just to you. It's not a cookie cutter approach. Our financial blueprint and the building of the financial house is as unique as your fingerprint. It's as unique as your fingerprint. Now, the clients of ours that are listening to this, I mean, they have a similar, maybe it's similar, but it's unique to them. It's not a cookie cutter, right? Everything is built off of the budget. Everything hinges from there and it builds up from there. So now we've assessed the income, Jared. Yep. We've assessed the pensions. The next step is determining, do you want to, there's two strategies to do this. There's a cash flow strategy and there's a goal strategy. It's that simple. You cash flow it. That means you ensure the cash flow through an insurance company. You guarantee the income. That's one strategy. The other strategy is through goal planning. And we've heard of laddering. We've heard of, you've heard of 4% rule.
Flooring.
Yeah, we like to use a combination strategy here where we build a base level guaranteed income, the floor, if you will. What you could absolutely, if you had to survive on per month, then the rest we employ the goal planning. The 4% rule, the ladders, that is where you get your growth. That is where you get your inflation adjustments to your income over time. So our approach is a combination approach of a flooring strategy, meaning we're creating a guaranteed minimum income that you'll get, and then we're that extra, the joy expenses and the growth of that money comes from employing a goal strategy, wealth management, time segmented approach, and the 4% rule. So yeah, the combination, it works extremely well. Most of you don't have a plan. It's not, you might have a plan, but I will promise it's not as comprehensive as what the blueprint will do for you.
And we're still,
it's not what the financial house will do for
you. We're still building as we're talking about the different ways to assess your income needs, your resources, and then determining do you have a shortfall, how will your shortfall be affected over time by inflation. Put it into layman's terms for you. How much money do you need to withdraw from your money on a monthly basis to make your retirement life go? We're still building that financial income foundation of your house. You have to spend the extra time and do the extra due diligence, the budget planning, the income planning, the resource planning, analysis on Social Security. When do you take your pension? Do you take a pension versus a lump sum? If you don't put the extra elbow grease into these decisions, your foundation will be faulty or could be faulty.
This is interesting. This is from the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors. This was a recent study, 2013. 56% of you adults lack a budget. 39% of U.S. adults have no retirement savings. That's a shocking statistic.
Well, less and less shocking as time goes by.
This is, I believe this one, 50% of Americans with children have no will. No, Will, you, but guess what? Let me bring you up to speed. If you do not have a will and something happens and you die, our state of Ohio has one for you. It's called dying intestate. And there is a state drawn will, and I will promise you it's probably not what you want to happen.
Not ideal.
Be proactive. Let me repeat. Proactive, not reactive. Yes, you have to think about dying in order to get that piece in order. But guess what? That's part of the financial house.
Do yourself a favor this week. Call the guideline at toll-free 877-51-GUIDE and allow us to do an inspection on your current financial house. I'll repeat that. Let's do an inspection on your current financial house and let's determine if you need to take a look at potentially reducing your risk or your fees or creating an income plan. Call the guideline toll-free at 877-51-GUIDE.
You can have financial security. You can have a good plan, but you have to address the risk. You have to cover longevity. You have to have a budget. You have to know where your risks are. You can no longer just hope and throw the money out there. Look, it's more important for the folks who are already retired. I say if you've got 10 years of retirement, you know what? Maybe you're not ready. Just save a bunch. But if you're within the red zone,
5 years.
5 years or already retired, you need to have your financial house inspected. And in 1 hour, you come in, we sit down, we will be able to assess it with you, and we will talk about it, and we will help you, give you some direction on what your financial house should look like.
Easy to do. Call the guideline. Toll-free 877-51-GUIDE. And Bill, we're coming up here on break, but when we come back,
we're going to build the next levels of the house, first floor, second floor, and we're going to put the roof on the house, folks. We'll be right back.
Want to learn more about your investments and money? Tune in Sundays at noon on Cleveland's ABC News Channel 5 to watch Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith and Robin Swoboda. Bill and Robin discuss the cold hard facts about today's retirement landscape and give you helpful information and tips on your money. Don't miss Retirement Solutions Sundays on Cleveland's ABC News Channel 5 at noon to learn new strategies and ideas for your retirement. Tune in to Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith and co-host Robin Swoboda Sundays at noon on Cleveland's ABC News Channel 5.
You're listening to Retirement Solutions with Jarrett Lang and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Smith here with you, your host here on Retirement Solutions, talking about your financial house today and how to build it. And we talked about building the foundation. Look, if you're just joining us and you've missed the show, tune into News Channel 5 today at noon, and you can watch me as my co-host and I, Robin Swoboda, build a financial house for you. And, you know, we don't have a lot of time here, Jared. I want to get to the other floors.
Yeah,
we've built
the foundation. You know, it's your retirement income and spending plan. We talk about it every week. So let's move past the foundation. You've got the cement poured, the foundation's in. Now you're going to start to build the structure of your house. And this is where the first floor comes in. And on that first floor,
liquidity.
Yeah. So emergency access to dollars.
Gotta have some emergency money in case you need it. When you think about a financial plan, you don't want to be digging money out of the basement. Again, if you start pulling, again, we've allocated money to the income level, which is the foundation. Don't want to be taking additional money from that. That's producing that monthly income for you. That's your paycheck now.
It'd be like taking a bucket full of water that you've poked a hole in for a steady stream of income and then taking a hammer and slamming another hole in it unexpectedly. That's an emergency expense that you weren't planning for.
You're going to run that bucket dry much quicker. So we don't want you to do that. You know, when you allocate those dollars to the foundation for that income, you're not going to go to that for any other thing other than just that monthly income. The next level is where we're going to get our growth. That's where we're going to go goal planning. We're going to develop a liquidity bucket. We're going to develop a wealth management program. This is where we manage risk. This is where we bring our institutional asset managers into the picture.
And this is also where you guys listening, this is where you tend to start when you build a financial plan. And it's kind of like you're building the house before, you know, putting the cart before the horse in a way. It's where a lot of advisors and brokers will tend to start too. It's all about risk and returns.
It's not about that. It's about protection and having a plan. It's about income. And again, we can help guide you, but you got to give us a call. You have to, you know, you have to be proactive. You got to want to fix your problem. Okay, let's talk about some other components of this financial house. As we build the walls up and we go up through this, now we have to start looking at risks.
Yeah.
What are some of the risks that you face? So now, you know, we're looking at, okay, what can cause this house to crumble, right? What can cause the house to crumble? Well,
a lot of things.
An unexpected long-term illness.
Yep.
Death of a spouse.
Market.
You know, you had too much risk. You just lost 40, 50% of your money or whatever it might be.
Got longevity, so you live longer than you thought you would.
You spend it all down and you wake up someday and now you're in poverty.
Inflation.
How about changes in government programs? What have you planned for there? Certainly we're going to see higher taxes. What's your game plan? What plan do you have in place to address inflation? See, these are the risks. So we have to have a game plan built into that financial house that addresses some of the major risks that you'll face. A lot of you have been used to doing things the way you've been doing it for the last 20 years. It's time to change. You got to think a little differently. It's time to get into planning mode because you're going out of paycheck mode. You no longer will have a paycheck. Your paycheck will come from your financial resources. It'll come from your pensions, your Social Security, your money.
Yeah, you've never had to start to deaccumulate your assets until now.
So there's about six major risks that will affect you that can cause the house to crumble. We address them at every level of the plan. We address them for you at every level of the plan. Oh, a dream bucket.
I was going to say, Bill, there's one more thing that a lot of people fail to recognize or include in the plan, and it's, what about a dream? Do you have any dreams? Do you have any ambitions for your money?
Instead of just running out there and saying, oh, we're going to go buy that RV or that boat or go on this big trip.
Or that vacation home, yeah.
Build the house first, then assess, can we afford to do it? What most people find is that the most efficient and effective way to do it is to build what we call a dream bucket into your financial house. We'll show you how to do that when you give us a call.
Yep.
Let's put the roof on as we end. It is all held together by a written financial plan customized to you. Folks, it's time to get your financial house in order. That plan includes an estate plan, a tax plan, an income plan, an investment plan, and a healthcare plan. We call it the 5-star retirement. Call us right away. We would love the opportunity to help you, to serve you, but you got to give us a call.
You can create financial security in retirement, but you have to call toll-free 877-51-GUIDE. That's the easiest way, 877-51-GUIDE. Make sure you tune in to Bill Smith's Retirement Solutions. Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith today on Channel 5, ABC News Channel 5 with Robin Sobota.
Noon time.
And we got financial educational workshops coming up as well. So you want to catch Bill in March or you want to catch me in March, call the guideline, toll-free 877-51-GUIDE. That's all the time we have. With that, my name is Jarrett Lang.
And I'm Bill Smith, and your retirement matters.
Want to learn more about your investments and money? Tune in Sundays at noon on Cleveland's ABC News Channel 5 to watch Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith and Robin Swoboda. Bill and Robin discuss the cold hard facts about today's retirement landscape and give you helpful information and tips on your money. Don't miss Retirement Solutions Sundays on Cleveland's ABC News Channel 5 at noon to learn new strategies and ideas for your retirement. Tune in to Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith and co-host Robin Swoboda Sundays at noon on Cleveland's ABC News Channel 5.